It wasn't a massive disappointment. Well, the last 10 minutes that we were disappointed with when we went down to 10 men. Not the first 80 of that game. I thought we played well. I thought we created more chances. It was just like we're off to shape and, you know, things happening in that last 10 minutes. So we had a little video that we showed them yesterday. Like I say, get it. Everybody gets it off the chest. We go out there on the training ground again and hopefully start all over again for Tuesday.
Is that the key thing from your experience? To draw a line under it, learn from it, move on?
Of course you do. Once that's happened, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you show the lads exactly where things went wrong and hopefully then take it into the next game.
I guess it's to everybody's benefit to have a game pretty quickly in order to change it around. I know the manager's already said there may well be some changes to the personnel, but I guess anybody who goes out there will be determined to try and put it right.
Yeah, you do. You know, you can't wait for the next game to come when you've had a win, when you've had a defeat like that. And like I said, we've never experienced a defeat like that while we've worked together, and I don't think we'll get another one like that. You know, it's a freak result, and may it not happen again. And like I say, looking to Tuesday, I think you know, all the lads who's going to be playing will be ready and waiting to put it right again.
You've got a really good squad, really good competition for places. Is this going to be an example of that maybe 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many, will come in and possibly stake a claim for your league team?
Well, that's what you're looking for. You know, you've got to train right. Once you're out there and you're training right, you get the opportunity to come in and play in the first 11, you know, then you've got to make sure you take that chance and keep the shirt, you know. But if you're not training right, if you're not putting yourself out there and looking after yourself with your nutrition, and everything on that side off the field, you know, you've got to make sure that when you get that chance that you are ready and that you want that shirt and that you can stay in there.
Do you get the impression that there are a large number of players who've not been involved as much as they would have wanted to that are absolutely chomping at the bit?
Of course it is. When you're a player, you want to play Saturdays, you want to play Tuesday nights, you know, and especially against Premiership teams in a cup game as well. So that's what you train for. That's what you want to sign as a professional for. You want to go out and play as many games as you can. And like I said, these are a great bunch of lads. They're a fantastic bunch to work with, and they give you everything they got. And, you know, there's some that's been unlucky that, you know, have been training very well and not been in the 18. So, looking forward to the choosing, see who's all the gaffers are going to choose.
We hear a lot about much changed teams in cup competitions these days. Is the crucial thing to have that right dynamic among the players so that they know what each other are like and how they operate, and so it doesn't look like individuals, it looks like a team no matter how many changes you make?
I think this group of players knows exactly what philosophy, you know, the gaffer's got and how he is. You know, we've been together quite a bit with the squad as well now, so, you know, they all know the jobs, they all know what we expect from them, and we know what to expect from them.
In terms of this competition, a couple of wins in it already, of course. How important is it to you guys here this season?
Winning's always important. It's nice to win any game, you know, whether it's a cup game, a league game. You know, I know the league's a priority, but, you know, to come and play against Premiership players, you know, Premiership club, it's going to be a fantastic night for them.
I think Tom Clark said after the game Saturday that a big confidence boost will come if you can go down there and cause what some people might think was an upset. Can it help your league form to winning cup games?
Winning always can. Yeah, of course it can. That's what we're trying to, you know, get going again like we did last season, you know, on that winning momentum, winning run. We thought we'd get started off from Tuesday against Cardiff with a great performance as well. And like I say, apart from the last 10 minutes Saturday, I thought the lads were good. And like I say, hopefully now we can go down there, put a great show on, with a good performance, and like I say, try and get that result that we all want.